2 a.m. the phone rang. The sleepy Marla answered. Dirk, why don't you just finish your dissertation and stop worrying about it? What is it you have to do? Write a poem? Marla, this is Brian.
Brian?
Sorry. It's great to hear from you. I think I left my belt over at your house.
I left my belt.
And then there was a time that the unknown actually won a major writing award and were invited to read at Brown University, and war actually broke out in Kosovo and the server went down all within a period of 2 weeks. At first I suspected that something was up with Brian. He had a surprising reaction to the news of my engagement to Marla. He growled deeply, then broke an IBM ThinkPad in half, with bits of crystal spilling all over his knees. And though I knew that Marla would be no party to a romantic relationship with our network coordinator, she's not fickle. I had begun to suspect that perhaps something was going on of which I had no idea what, but that he was somehow trying to leverage his control of the physical server on which the unknown was housed into some kind of marginally twisted relationship.